And so here we are, back live on BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. It is Monday evening. At most places, it's evening. This is August 3rd, 2015. This is a simulcast with a conference call, as usual. We heard a couple of dings here recently, and that there's people joining in on the phone line. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Marshall from Lakeville, Illinois.
Fantastic, Marshall. Thank you for being here.
How are you doing?
And Mary from Orlando.
Great. And Marshall, thank you. And again, who's it from Orlando?
Nancy from Orlando.
Hey, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good to hear your voice. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Joni in St. Louis.
Hello, welcome to the call. Thank you for being here, Joni.
Thank you, hi.
All right.
This is Joshua in Cedar Park, Texas.
Hi, Joshua. Good to have you here.
Hey, hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else joined in? If you want to, please say your name and location. And it's a blessing to have so many people. You know, you're all friends, you're all family. And we are doing this together, you know.
Yeah.
We are the one energy that all makes it work. And it's for myself, it's just a great position to be in, to welcome you all. And the more, the better. I welcome those on BBS Radio. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you. But it's great to have you. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn
Rick
in Flagstaff. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Hello,
thank
Marilyn.
You. Hi, Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, everybody. I love it.
A lot of voices there.
Yes. And lots of love.
A lot of love.
Yeah. Who else joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi.
Vin, welcome. And there is my sister, Terry Brown, I believe.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
All right.
I'm Don in Northern Ohio.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Don, I still haven't been able to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't quite hear, you know, I have having phone issues. I couldn't quite hear what you were saying that time on Sunday. So,
All right. You want to send an email to Win and with either a phone number or an email address, and then I can contact you?
You want my email, my phone number to Win? Okay.
Yes, please.
All right, will do.
Thank you. All right, Monday evening. I have seen in the announcement that Ed McCabe is back with us tonight. He's going to be back with us. I think it was very interesting, the things he had to say last week. And we also have what they call an open mic, meaning that listening here through the conference call can speak up and share something with the rest of us. I welcome those who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Catherine from California.
Uh-huh. Good evening to you, Catherine, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Chris in Memphis.
Chris, welcome. How are you?
Hey. Thanks. How's it going, Heis?
Good.
Good. Worked all day, man. 10 hours today.
You sound like reborn.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little on the downside right now. I got to recover. I need
all
to go
right,
get the
right. It's good to have you, man.
You too. Glad to be here.
All right.
Got Dave Faringer from Grove City, Pennsylvania calling in.
All right. Grove City, and what is your name?
David Faringer, the rock and roll guy.
Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, cool. There's a guy from Memphis called Angerhead. He used to be in a band called Angerhead. They called him Angerhead.
Angerhead.
And there was a Kenneth Anger who did some stuff. underground filmmaker, did some kind of negative kind of films in the 60s.
Right on.
Yeah. Not into it, just know who he is.
All right. In the meantime, I see it's 6 o'clock California time. And we still have not received a phone call.
I have 603. You haven't heard from BBS?
Yeah, BBS, we're live. We're live worldwide, Ben.
Okay.
601, yeah.
Who are you waiting for a phone call from?
For Ed McCabe is on, right, tonight.
Oh, God. You know what? Didn't I write down an open mic?
You did.
I screwed up.
Okay. That's last week.
Yeah, it says open mic. Let me just see here.
Hey, all you need to do is unscrew it.
Okay.
Turn it the other way.
Undo the deeds that have been done, Heiss. You're the fixer, man.
That's what I get. Ed McCabe is right on tonight. We'll probably have him on again.
All right. Hey, you know, I think it was very interesting last week with Ed. It was good information and a great call.
Well, I think I missed it.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah.
He's really credible. He's done so much research on this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What is it into, can I ask? Or should I listen?
It's like purified water, how is ozonated water, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know a little bit about that stuff. Winds kind of hit me to it, you know?
Well, it's more than ozonated water. It's
oxygen
therapy. Part of it. Oxygen therapy, mm-hmm. Right.
I always bless my water with the wand and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I guess let's get started.
The good thing is, Rain, I don't have to mute tonight, right?
I'll just mute to do a little intro here.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to mute, and then we're going to start.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, double muted. Here we go, Lynn.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 3rd, 2015, and this is an everybody call. This is going to be an open mic, which we do occasionally, and... if you got the announcement, even if you're listening on the internet, you can call in to BBS. And assuming we don't have any technical problems, which I can never be sure of, you'll be tapped into the conference call. We will hear your question, and we'll ask it. But it's not a channeling call. You know, we have lots of people who are really regulars on our call. And yesterday's call, we talked about the topic of community. And part of community is being part of it, feeling part of it. And, you know, everything you do is something that changes your vibration. So just by saying something to the group, you are helping to build your connection to the group energy. You're feeling that you're not just an anonymous person and that you're here with more of your being. And another thing is if you've had some great experiences as a result of coming in to our calls, when you share them, it's a service to the people who are newly discovering us and wondering that people do wonder, what's going on here? Is this guy crazy? Is this legitimate? And no matter what I say about myself, which doesn't usually hold as strong an impact, is that when some of you who have had great experiences by being on the line share it, because it's like a third-party endorsement. I could say, people have great experiences, we're talking to the Elohim, people feel energy. And, you know, people actually,
I can see how this works. I'm learning and learning and learning and learning how it works. People think I want attention. And so they think I'll say anything to get attention. You know, people that aren't really tuned in regularly. And quite frankly, I don't want attention. I mean, it's not that I am negative about attention, but when I was younger, I wanted attention. I wanted people to pay attention to me because, you know, if you got attention and acknowledgement, it made me think I was something special. And there's a good energy from attention. You know, I used to be a performer, and I know the how beautiful it can be in front of an audience and feeling the love of an audience. Really a great feeling. And you can get addicted to it. And then people that get addicted to that don't know how to be human. Now, I'm not sure I know how to be human yet. I try. But I know the feeling. It's like people, let's just say, a Judy Garland who ended up committing suicide, or Kurt Cobain who ended up committing suicide, who both had so much attention and an acknowledgement from their fans, and yet on some level, assuming they actually committed suicide, because you never know in today's world, if somebody committed suicide, if they were terminated, but assuming they committed suicide, you know, it's probably because they didn't have joy in their personal life, and they just seeked to be loved by their audience, and they weren't detached from that. And so, in this case here, I want to share the stage with everybody and give people a chance to say whatever they want. You can even say something bad about me, okay, if you want. It's all right. I can handle it. All I can say from my point of view is that it feels like I've been given this tremendous responsibility, and it's not easy to live up to it, and I just do my best. And it's my feeling is that what we're doing is somewhat, say, I use the word epic in the sense that we are having constant communication with an intelligence that says they created the universe, that is overseeing Earth. Two groups, one of them you all know, the graduates and the creators, and that they can do interventions here, but people have to ask. And so part of my role, as I see it, one of them, is to create the reality of that so that people can ask. And we have seen so much phenomena. If you come into these calls regularly, you have observed it. And, you know, I get emails from people that the energy that we do on these calls has transferred over into their lives. Their lives are changing. And it doesn't happen for everybody. It doesn't happen immediately. But there's a potential. And the idea is that whoever you think you are right now is not necessarily who you really are. It's just who you are right now. And all of us in this dimension carry baggage. We carry baggage from other lifetimes, from this lifetime, hurts, traumas, whatever. And some of us have made great progress in releasing our baggage. And some of us have done it in various ways. And some of us have done it through whatever we do in these calls. And it's kind of a mystery to really say what we do. That's a mystery to me. All I can say is there's a very loving energy present on the call, which many people can feel, that many people start to have a sense of feeling loved by the higher realms, or loved by the divine, or loved by God, or loved by Elohim. The names don't matter. What's important is having the experience that somebody up there loves you and can be individually available to you in a personal way. Maybe they can't talk to you, although they can if you ask a question on our Wednesday call. But they can bring energy into your energy body, and they can help you feel uplifted. And they are available 24/7. So once you make the connection, you can't be abandoned. You can abandon the connection, but they won't abandon you. And so those are some of the things I see that we're doing. And it's kind of experimental, because I don't know how this works. Now, if somebody wants to make a comment or ask a question, hang on a second, and you want to call BBS, and I encourage people that are on the internet that are listening to take advantage of this, because you guys don't usually get a chance to call in. And let me give you the number. It's 888-429-5471. And we'll let the internet people call in first before we open up the conference line. 888-429-5471. Of course, this might be the night that nobody's listening. Or everybody, you know, let's see if Don breaks in and says, we have a call. Hello? You know, public speaking is supposed to, people are supposed to be more afraid of that than dying. Okay. Well, you guys think about it. I'm going to open the lines so the people on the conference call can talk. And let me see. Here we go. Oops, not there.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, thank you, hi.
Wynn, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. I had a question, and it was kind of more for Terry.
Who is that? Is that Francis?
This is Russell.
Russell.
Out in southeastern Iowa.
Okay. Are you coming in? Did you call in onto a phone that says Francis?
No.
Yes, that is the one.
I'm actually usually out of Houston, but I'm out at my dad's winery out here in Iowa.
Okay.
All right. Nice having you.
Hi. Let's mute everybody.
All right. Yes. Let's mute.
All callers are unmuted.
Hold on 1 second.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Now, can you unmute Russell? Did you get his information? Hi. Hello. Hi. All right, Russell, don't go away. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All callers are unmuted.
I was muted.
It's unmuted. Can you hear me now?
I hear you, but now we opened it up to everyone.
Hold on.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
My own line was muted. I'm going to unmute Russell. Hello, Russell.
Am I okay to talk?
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've been over the past few months, I've been doing a lot of traveling in the ethereal, and and about two planes below us. Many times I've been to this place, and there are these kind of like science experiments going on that where these souls, and you know, they're in a slightly lesser dense state than we are here, but it's fairly similar to Earth existence, and they're running these experiments trying to mimic the great three powers, and also to confirm whether or not death actually exists. And I was just kind of curious if Terry or anyone could kind of confirm that that's kind of going on, and what the what their end goal might be.
Well, let me clarify your question, okay?
Sure.
One of the things is that I said this in my email, that there is a lot of negative stuff out there that looks positive. And in general, I don't want to be the authority to decide what's positive and negative. And in fact, even it confuses me sometimes. But because things that are negative, I think in many cases, things that say they're ascended masters are not certainly not at the level we're dealing with. And things that are archangels, I'm not sure about when they identify themselves. And any source that identifies itself and has kind of with a superior title, I'm always slightly wary of. Doesn't mean it's not who they say they are. I mean, it took me 3 years to say, well, maybe the Elohim really are who they say they are. And maybe the Ra group is really who they say they are. But even now, I always test it, because I know I have a greater understanding of how the negative realms work and how their agendas work. And there's so many things that I was surprised that I thought were positive. I mean, I just gave it the benefit of the doubt, and I found out otherwise. So you travel in the etheric. Does that mean you're out of your body?
Yes.
And when you're out of your body, you encounter beings, right? That are doing.
Yeah. And I would even go as far as to call them individuals, because oftentimes people get confused by their own projections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, have you been going out of your body for a long time? Is that a common experience for you?
Yeah, I was taught, and I was taught about 17 years ago, and I've been having more intense experiences for about the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And describe a little bit the beings or the energies you're talking about, and how do you know? What made you think they were experiments?
Well, they were experiments. In fact, I had another person that I'm friends with that's been to the same place, and it's you know, they're basically souls, regular souls that are trying to harness the powers of the mid-level angels, and trying to prove whether or not death exists.
That's a caller on line 4 that won't mute themselves, so I'm going to mute them.
Okay.
We do have somebody on BBS that wants to speak up. Don, can you hold on with that person, please?
Don might have something to add, though.
No, wait. Russell, we're not finished with you. This is like new to bring in people on BBS. You know, Hives, if you can find BBS, you can mute them.
Until, I will.
Because they are
muted.
That way we control it. That way we don't have to worry about Don controlling it. Okay. And then soon, then we'll just caller that's called in. We'll be with you in just a moment. And Russell, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, yeah, you didn't interrupt. No, it's just I found it, you know, very unusual that, you know, it's kind of like there's on this particular plane, about two planes down, it's kind of like a way station where souls are coming and going into life, and also where they're waiting to be reincarnated. But then there's this offshoot to the side, more or less, where these souls are luring beings into this place where they're doing experiments on them to try and harness the three great powers of the angels, as well as determine whether or not death exists. Because it's a big question over there whether or not death exists.
The physical body definitely dies, okay? Let me just see if Terry, sometimes even when we're not channeling, Terry goes someplace when you talk about it. Because the question is this a positive place? Is it experimental place? Is it some kind of way to seduce souls into some negative agenda? You know, a lot of the stuff is, there's the, have you read the raw material and stuff like that?
To some extent, yes, I have.
Because I highly recommend it, because in general, I think the raw material is fairly accurate. Doesn't mean it's 100% accurate, but it goes in and it talks about the Orions. And the Orions are interdimensional warriors that are everywhere they go, they try to take control of everything. And if it's an Orion thing and Terry looks at it, we can't even talk about it, because Lust will come in when she looks at it. But let me just see if Terry has any comment that she wants to say.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I know from my own standpoint, there's definitely some energies they've been working on to incorporate some stuff, but I don't really want to get into it. If that was a question, if I missed the question.
Well, Russell's trying to validate if we know anything about this experimental station somewhere in other dimensions. So we'll just say no, okay? Not good to look at, okay?
Yeah, I'd have to call him in and go look to find it,
Okay. So I would just say, Russell, do you feel energies on our calls? Do you feel the energies of our sources?
You know what, Wynn? This is the first time I've called in about 10 months. And before that, I was a very regular listener, and absolutely, lots of energy, lots of positive, lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Great. Well, listen, I thank you. Thanks for asking your questions.
Unmuted.
And thanks for being the first to ask. And we didn't give you much help, probably, but it's courageous to come in and break the ice. So thank you for that. And
appreciate it.
I did open the line to BBS. So, Don, can you hear us? Don at BBS?
Yes.
Do we have somebody on BBS?
Yes, we can hear you. And
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I didn't know when to pick up.
Who was the caller that called in on BBS?
I did, Valerie.
Valerie. Hi, Valerie. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Thanks for your patience.
I was waiting to be... I didn't know when to pick up. I didn't want to interrupt, you know.
Okay. So,
speak a little bit up, Valerie, please.
Speak up?
Yeah, speak up. We can barely hear you.
Speak a little louder, if you can, or closer to the mic.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So what would you like to say?
Okay. Well, I would like to say I'm learning about hypnotherapy through Dolores Cannon, and I'm just curious if you've... Hello?
We're here. We hear you.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm just curious if you've experienced any... I mean, learned about her work and all that. That she does with hypnotherapy and past life regressions and how she changed it.
What is, it's not working. What's the name of her therapy again?
Hypnotherapy.
Valerie, what is the name of her therapy?
Hypnotherapy.
Hypnotherapy.
Hypnosis.
Okay.
Hypnosis, yes.
You know what? I have not intensely studied Dolores Cannon. I've seen her on YouTube. I've gotten a lot of comments from people about her, and some people have drawn correlations between her work, some parts of her work, and our work. Although we don't do hypnotherapy, I do know that people that do hypnotherapy, they do past life regressions, and they work on subconscious patterns. And when I've asked the question to my sources, and this is a very important criteria, that regardless of whatever therapy, whatever technique you're doing, you have to look at the consciousness of the person doing it, even healing work.
Right.
Because there's something called the Christ of energies, the law of one, and even Reiki, this is true for. It's like nothing is more important than the intent of the therapist, because otherwise you can open up to other realms, and based on the consciousness the therapist is holding, you can access things that maybe you didn't want to access. I believe that, you know, when I started doing what we're doing, I was very apprehensive. It was a little scary because I know we open up lots of energies on these calls, and I was afraid negative stuff might come in on it. But it usually doesn't. Sometimes it does,
it's
but
not
usually
bad
doesn't.
At all.
Because the energies on the call are very protective. So I'm not going to endorse anything except to tell you to very carefully evaluate who you would choose to work with. Because just having phenomena, even knowing your past lives, you know, oftentimes therapists really want to create positive value so strongly because they're making money because they want you to spend money with them.
Oh, yeah.
That the making
of
money...
Yeah, I'm not going to do it that way, so...
makes them... Yeah. So I think that's the best answer I can
basically,
give you on that.
Yeah, basically what I wanted to say is it seems to be that past life is creating sickness in this life because we're still hanging on to it, some kind of bad, negative thing, you know? And we have to learn how to let it go by learning how to figure out your past life and let it go through subconscious hypnotherapy, maybe.
Well, you can learn about your past two ways. One way is to... You know, go to somebody, three ways. One way is to go to somebody that has the ability to read them. One way is to get hypnotherapists, you know, hypnotized. And the third way, and this is one that I have used on myself and that anyone can use, is watch your patterns and figure out your repeating patterns. And then just think, what could I have done to create that pattern? And that will may not help you tune into the direct memory of the past life, but it will help you tune into the pattern that's come forward from that past life. And then you can work on it
right.
more consciously. The problem most people have is they think the pattern is them. And so they think this is just who I am. And they don't even consider that it's something that can be released. But listen, thank you so much for your comment and question. And anyone wants to read Dolores Cannon, you know, there's so many things, Seth material, there's so many so much amazing material out there that when you read material that comes from a higher place, it can move you into the higher place as you read it. Well, even the reincarnation of Edgar
Casey. That's what's happening.
Channeling.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. Thank you.
I'm already starting to feel
past life regression
mm-hmm.
and recognizing a little tiny piece of it, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's interesting.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
And let's see if we have someone else. Anyone else? Anyone on the line want to say anything?
Yes, or here on the phone line with us. You know what? All the lines are closed at this moment. Let me open up the lines.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, the line
okay,
is
open. Where's my clip?
I don't know, Chris. You're dangerous. But
that was very, very cool, man. Okay, I just want to say, I was really one of the first ones back in 2008. I saw an ad on Google, and it sounded like, man, this is right up my alley. You know, I'm totally into this stuff. And, you know, as a kid, I saw scary things. And, then, yeah, one of my first books I read in Helen, it was Seth Speaks, you know, and I really thought it was really cool. And so, you know, there's like 8 or 9 of us on the first of the line, so we got to really do a lot of personal stuff, and it was really powerful back then. I mean, I'm glad you got a real wide audience, but it was really cool back then. You could do a lot of personal stuff, and it really helped me a lot, you know. You know, and you got a few crazy emails from me, I know, man, but you helped me work through a lot of that stuff, and I'm still doing it, but I'm really growing a lot, man, and I think maybe you could tell a little bit, a little more grounded maybe.
I can tell. Thank God, a little bit.
Yeah. Oh no, a lot.
The call is only 1 hour, Win.
Okay. but you know what? The most one biggest step that anyone can take in their evolution is starting to observe themselves, because each of you is your own puzzle. You're each a puzzle that came from somewhere. You're all a part of creation of all that is. It's moving through dimensions, and you picked up all this stuff, and you don't know what you picked up. So when you start observing yourself, you start untangling yourself. Okay.
Yeah, back then, I wanted people to tell me, and I wanted attention a little bit. You know, I wanted people to say, "Man, you're okay. You're not crazy. You're cool. You're smart and funny." And you know, I wanted that validation. You know, and now I said I have to do it for myself. You know, to love myself and get through that.
Right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We got a bunch of people. We got an open mic right now.
So I should say that.
Before we get to the next person, I want everybody to say, "Chris, you're okay." One, two.
You're okay.
Three.
You're okay.
You're okay.
Chris, you're okay.
You're okay.
Chris, you're perfect. You're okay.
I'm going to put my song lyrics sometime.
All right. Now, who else? You can call in on BBS if you.
Hey, Wynn.
Yeah, who's that? That is...
This is Dave.
Dave
Farringer from Grove City.
Right. Now, Dave, you make guitars, don't you?
I work on electronic equipment, and I have about 4 minutes left on my phone.
Cool, man. Can you give me a cool amp? A big, big amp.
Now, Chris, would you be quiet now?
I got about 3 minutes or so.
All right. Sorry,
Dave.
But it's my birthday tomorrow, and I wanted to say hi. I haven't called in. It's only the second time I've ever called in, and I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Have you been
hi, Alan, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, man.
Thank
Thursday.
You.
Do you listen to our replays, Dave?
I don't miss a show, brother.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've been listening for almost 3 years or so.
Yeah. So tell me, how has listening to our shows impacted your life?
Well, I wish I had more minutes on my phone, but it's been a good experience to really try to minimize my what I'm saying. Very positive energies. I've had a few really cool experiences, some experiences I can't explain.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a tendency to talk too much unless I'm asked a specific question.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for sharing. I just muted Chris. Chris, we love you, but you're muted now. And Chris is going to have to do his own show one day because he actually does have a great personality when he can stay grounded. And anyone else have anything? Remember, you can call in on BBS. Phone number on BBS is, 888-429-5471, and you'll be patched in. Hive, you better unmute BBS and see if it works being unmuted.
Yes.
Until we hear somebody, because otherwise we may miss them. Okay.
Hey, Wynn?
Yes.
This is Joni.
Yes.
Oh, you were about to say, I think it was Sunday, that you were thinking about having some kind of conference out your way, maybe, to get people together. Are you all still thinking about doing that?
I'm thinking about doing it, but I didn't get too many emails from it. I might put a question out to the whole list and see how many people are interested. Because, you know, I decided that we don't have enough rich people on the line. I shouldn't say rich, but you know, people are so great, and to go to a conference like that, it's going to cost $300-$500, and I know a lot of people do go to those things, so I have to see if you know how many people would be interested, because it's expensive to do it and it's a lot of energy. It's like renting a hotel. There's a great advantage to doing it because it when people meet each other. Like you guys meet each other in person, it creates relationships that can last the rest of your life, and it builds community. And I mean, one thing sooner or later, I would like to travel around and do some local things, in which case it's much easier for people. But we have to have enough people, even the local thing, to be able to pay our expenses in traveling somewhere. So it's still pending, but thank you, Joni. And Joni, I love your emails. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And you had a great. Did you have a great experience with Ed Spina? I can't remember.
No, it wasn't me.
Wasn't you? Okay.
No.
I mean, if anyone had a great experience with Ed Spina and wants to share it, feel free to do so. And,
I have one other quick question, if I may ask. Does Dr. Terry? Accept any cards in the mail or anything written to him?
Yes, he does. And, in fact, I just asked him that question today. And should I give out your address so people can send you cards? Because if I give out his address, I'm scared somebody's going to start knocking on his door and say, hey, I'm here. And maybe he would like that. But in most cases, he's living in a nursing home, and sometimes he's grumpy.
Wynn dropped out. Now, what you might want to do, Joni, by the way, Terry Brown, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Will you please knock in his door in Studio 7C?
Okay.
And Joni, what you might want to do is just to send an email, reply to any of Wynn's emails, and ask him exactly that question so he can personally give you the physical address.
Okay.
Yeah, and because Wynn, he does check all the email that comes back to him. So, all right, as we wait for Wynn to come back, is there anyone who wants to talk about Wynn? Just kidding, just kidding. All right.
Okay, I dropped out. Okay, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Back when?
Everyone's laughing. I guess you were laughing
at me,
huh?
We were talking about you.
you were talking about me behind my back, right? Hi. Well, what did I tell you about? You were supposed to meet them.
I started it.
All right. Is that Jeannie who started it?
Yes.
Okay. I could say I'm psychic, but it's actually shows up on our conference call control panel. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you hear all that giggling there? That's really good for you. Okay. Okay. Who else? Good. We can stop the call and go home. we're already home. Who has this little voice in their mind saying, "Oh, I want to say something, but I'm really shy." Okay, let's do it. You can be all anonymous. How many people are thinking, "I want to say something, and I'm really shy"?
I hear lots of people thinking, "Yeah."
Who had some kind of amazing experience in their life? You had a miracle. Now, how come you haven't been speaking up? People like to hear about miracles. Who is that?
Dharmananda.
Go ahead, Dharmananda.
A few months ago, I broke some ribs.
Like baby back ribs?
What? No, not baby back.
No.
My ribs.
Hi, I'm going to send you into the Chris zone.
When I hear ribs, I think about baby back ribs, my friend.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dominic.
You broke some ribs.
Yeah, then I called in guys in the Elohim, what they could do to help me heal. And then after I got off the call, I started healing. I couldn't believe it. A few days later, I was almost totally out of pain. It was incredible.
And it was like, how did you know you were healing? Could you feel something going on in your ribs?
Yeah, I did. I felt energy there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're very sensitive to energy, right?
I am very, very sensitive.
Yeah. Did you ever, when you first came on the calls, did you think, are these guys really talking to the Elohim? Did you ever think that?
Well, I wasn't sure, but it sure sounded like it to me. I really felt the energy.
You did? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. You know, a lot of people have those experiences, and I actually, for the longest time, I really didn't want to talk about miracles on these calls because everybody wants a miracle, and people start thinking, "Oh, I'm going to get on there and have a miracle." And it's more. It works more subtly than that. That you have to come in, tune into the energies, convince your conscious mind that we're not crazy, and convince you, you know, keep coming in, because every time you show up, they say they're looking at everybody on the call, they're paying attention to you. Now, I can't prove that, but then. Somebody like Dharmananda, and I get lots of emails from people who are coming in on the calls and telling me they had some kind of phenomenal experience. They had a synchronicity or a healing, or they sent the light to somebody and something shifted. So it becomes your experiment. I used to say the calls were an experiment. But now each one is doing their own personal experiment to see, can I make connection with those energies? And can I get some validation personally that I actually made a connection? And can I use that to enhance my life in some way? And I'm not going to tell you that's true. You have to
find out yourself just by showing up. And, you know, some of the people discover our archives, and there's so much amazing stuff on our archives. I mean, it's like priceless, some of the things that we've talked about, some of the things we've explained, some of the people we've had on as guests, Carla Ruckert coming in on Sundays, and there's over 1,000 calls there. And if you're watching television, I suggest turn off your television and start listening to those calls. Get in a relaxed thing. Some of them are different than others. Some of them will speak to you more than others. But I don't think, you know, the people that have discovered that and discovered the energy on the calls, it's a great way to, go into hyper connection with our work, to listen to those calls as often as you can. And anyone else have something to say?
Hi, Wayne. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I heard two people. Who was the second person?
Oh, no, let him speak first.
No, okay, what was the second?
Who was the first person?
Raiden Knight, go ahead.
He was.
Raiden.
Yes, Wayne.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, I haven't fully convinced my conscious mind that you're not crazy. But I do think that that the Elohim is quite valid. How I know this is being on my knees in great despair and yelling at them and Terry actually answering, And I have watched the steady progression of me getting better through a lot of synchronicities, you know, by letting go. And, you know, your self-disclosure, Wynn, and your humbleness, and it has been so helpful, you know. I mean, your humor is a great part of it, and that's how I know this isn't artificial intelligence, okay? There's so much of that out there now that's communicating with people, and I don't really choose to get into this now, but there's some people that you've wrote about and stuff that are insisting that there's these blue beings that are the source of the raw material as of like 12 hours ago. So I think there's a lot of stuff attempting to muddy up the waters. But from my point of view, you and Terry are very valid. You're authentic, and the source is valid. And it's a privilege to know you.
Right. Thank you, Reed.
That is great.
Ditto.
You said you weren't sure if I was crazy. Are you sure Terry's not crazy?
Neither of you guys are crazy.
You know what? You talked about your experience, but I wanted to just clarify. Were you on a conference call and then you were on your knees and you, so to speak, and you had a big thought form about a question to the Elohim or a comment, and then Terry answered it without you saying it out your mouth? Is that what happened?
Well, no, I was on my knees, and I was screaming at Ra, at the sky, and I said, I will not any longer participate if you cannot answer this question. And I waited till the end of the call, and boom, she said it. She answered exactly what I was vocally screaming at them with my vocal cords. On my knees, on Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the early stages, when I was trying to legitimize this, I was scared to talk about it. When I was trying to legitimize it for myself, there were little phenomena that were just blowing my mind. One time, I was sleeping, and suddenly my printer started printing, and I said, what's that? And I went to look at it, and it printed up a Ra channeling from Wilcock, okay? And they're very funny. You know, it's not like
they don't want to come in and say, whoa, this is the Ra group or this is the Elohim group. They work on the edges, and they leave a question, like, did my printer broken down? How did that work? And I just said, there's no other way than it could have been them giving me a signal. It's like after Carla passed, and I'm still working on it, the tribute page for Carla, and suddenly I would move something on the web page that I was designing, and it would move back, and then it would move up. And I called Terry in, and I said, Terry, is Carly here? And, of course, she said she was. So, I mean, with my computer now, it always looks like it could be coincidence, but it seemed like it had an intelligence to the movement. And we do love Carla, all of us. You know, Carla has been showing up and saying hello on our calls every so. Hi, Carla, if you're listening. I won't ask Terry if she's there. But, you know, Terry can confirm it. And it's just kind of amazing. Okay. But thank you, Raiden, for sharing. And anyone else?
This is Dave again.
Yes, Dave. Can you charge your phone?
Actually, it's a whole other phone. I got more minutes on this phone. It finally worked.
Okay.
Question that I had answered about my shyness. You know, all my life I grew up very, very shy, but I couldn't figure out why, and I asked the question on the Wednesday, and the answer had basically that I needed to look, that the catalyst was before this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't think of that. And I didn't, I no longer feel like the shyness that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And a good testament of that is that I'm on this call right now. With my shyness, I certainly wouldn't be on this call.
Well, you know what? You really sound present, too. And it's really good to look at what you're afraid of and jump in, especially on our calls, especially in this work, because fear is the thing that's the biggest obstacle to overcome. And you don't overcome fear by sitting in it and saying, I'm afraid to do this, I'm afraid to do that. You overcome it by leaping, okay? But make a smart leap, because there's things to be afraid of out there. But I hope on these calls, it's been my goal to create a safe space for everyone to feel like it's okay to be you. We're not judging you. We're not judging you. And when you make yourself known and you don't feel the judgment, then you don't judge yourself as much. Because people judge themselves. I'm no good. Who am I? I'm not worthy to ask a question on Wednesday. They're going to answer my question? Yes, they will. And you are worthy. Any more questions or any more comments? Come on, guys.
Well, I can make a comment. I remember that channeling where I was channeling and Raiden was screaming, but I couldn't hear him screaming, but the Elohim, they were saying, and sometimes they say more than I can even get into the words. And all of a sudden, they were saying, oh, how could we have forgotten the very important, we would like to acknowledge the Earth people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's my memory of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason this thought popped into my mind. When you're evaluating people, when you're evaluating spiritual teachings, when you're evaluating anything,
there is a really good guideline. It came from Jesus. And somebody, I don't remember, I'm not a Bible scholar, but somebody asked him the question, how do we know you are who you say you are? And he said, you'll know by the way people love each other around me. He didn't say, that's a really, really, really good criteria. Because if somebody is manifesting the Christ energy, then there will be a space where people get to know each other, where they love each other, and they make connections with each other that are endearing and enduring. And when you're looking at people, see if that is present or not, or if they're just trying to direct the energy to themselves, like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look how wise I am, look at how beautiful I am, look at me, I'm talking to the Elohim. And when somebody, you know, if you can tune into that, and that's what you get,